Welcome to Podcasting Tech, a podcast that equips busy entrepreneurs engaged in podcasting with proven and cost-effective solutions for achieving a professional sound and appearance. I'm Matthew Passy, your host and a 15-year veteran in the podcasting space. We'll help you cut through the noise and offer guidance on software and hardware that can elevate the quality of your show. Tune in weekly for insightful interviews with tech creators, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and strategies for podcasting success. Head to podcastingtech.com to subscribe to this show on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join us on this exciting journey to unlock the full potential of your podcast. Today on the show, we are going to take you to not one, but two studio setups. We are chatting with Brooke Robichaux and Nate Kelly, the hosts of Podcast Tech for the Digital Entrepreneur. And they both host some other podcasts beyond that, which we'll have links to all that in the show notes. Nate and Brooke, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
And the way Nate says, hey, we've worked before. We've been on each other's podcast more than once. So there's a little bit of a reunion going on.
We go way back.
So way back. So Nate, I know you started with the Sobriety Diaries, but take us just a little bit quickly. Like, what has been the evolution of your podcast journey since then?
Yeah. So, you know, by God's grace and I think the universe working in my favor and a lot of hard work, I had some traction with the Sobriety Diaries right away and, you know, really started to realize my passion in the industry. And Brooke and I have very similar stories and and we laugh about it now because both of us kind of played talk show in our bedrooms growing up and always, you know, wanted to be behind a microphone and interviewing people. So when I look back at it that way, I think it was just part of my destiny to, you know, be sort of helping others to find their voice and tell their story. So when I had that success with the Sobriety Diaries, I kind of started to develop a framework and develop outlines and resources to help others to achieve that success with launching a podcast. Brooke and I were introduced to one another through the Sobriety Diaries. She came on the show and shared her story. And, you know, found ourselves really drawn to one another and have collaborated over the years within our own businesses and on other shows. And finally just decided a few months ago to kind of put our heads together and help other digital entrepreneurs utilize podcasting as a stream of revenue or a way to market their business. Tech, kind of all of the above. We had success with this show as well. So we like to think that we're in the right spot and are very grateful to be sharing our story today with you.
Nice. And Brooke, I know you do more than just Unplugged. Tell us a little bit more about your like expansive, you know, podcast career right now.
Well, my podcast career really started after nights of drinking with my friends. And like Nate was saying, it's something I've always really loved doing. It's like being behind a camera, being behind a mic, or, you know, creating things, making films, just trying to create worlds outside of myself and find new ways to share. I don't know why I was given that passion, but it was given to me. And so I started with my friends. We just like goof around. We'd make little Mixed Clouds podcasts and my grandma would listen and I would like, you know, give a shout out to my grandma every time we're doing a podcast. She'd be like, how did you know I was listening? Can you see me? Like, no, but I just assume. And, you know, that passion really exploded when I got sober. I just wanted to find a way to get a message out into the world. And you know, I tried my hand in blogging and different content creation tools, but podcasting became a little bit more easier to get into. There was some new software that came out, Podbean being one of them, that was like, you just use that software and you can get your message out there. I didn't have any fancy equipment or anything to start, but I had gone on a real big health and wellness journey. I had gotten sober and I lost 80 pounds and everyone was asking me like, how did you do this? So I started sharing tips and tools and stuff through that. And then that transformed into a podcast called Seek Purpose, which was about finding purpose after addiction and trauma. I met incredible people through that. And unfortunately, after starting that, the pandemic happened, everything shut down. Fortunately for us, because we ended up going online and meeting people from all over the world and not just in our little area. But during that time, my little brother passed away, and you know, it got really hard to share stories of overcoming trauma and addiction, all that kind of stuff, when I just lost my brother to addiction. He was like 23. So I put that down, and I started helping entrepreneurs in recovery start their own businesses. And I started the Sober Biz Collective and the Sober Biz Collective podcast, where I talk to sober entrepreneurs. I help Nate with his website and helping him, like, just, you know, feel really confident about his brand, what he's putting out there. And through that, I've just met so many incredible people. And now me and my girlfriends have gotten together, and we're starting a show that's all, it's called the Nice Girls Club. And we're just talking about things that are relevant today to our community around, like, self-esteem and self-worth and dating and relationships and marriage and just all that kind of stuff, and sharing our friendships with the world and these deep conversations that we get to have as a community of women that, like, heal together. We just want to, like, share that openly.
It's so funny how many people, once they have a single podcast and they find just a little bit of success, how quickly they are into their second, third, fourth, you know. Yeah. They're doing seven shows every day. They're, you know, recording a different podcast, and they just get seriously into it. So that is very, very cool. So take us through now your tech stack. So what are you using? What's the microphone? I know for this call, you're using your microphone a little bit differently, but what's your normal setup like, Brooke?
Well, I just got the Rodecaster Pro 2 because our warranty was actually up. I'm going to give Rode a big shout out right now, because our warranty was far beyond what it was supposed to be, by beyond the 2 years. And our power button stopped working on our original Rodecaster Pro. So we sent it in, and they sent us a brand new Rodecaster Pro 2. The reason why I'm not plugged into it right now is because we're still figuring out all the nitty gritty details on how to make sure it functions properly. But I absolutely love it so far. I've been actually taking it on the road with me when we're doing the Nice Girls Club. I've gone to a couple of my friends' house, and we just plug microphones in there. I can record right onto the board. So it's been a really cool tool. And then I've got the Shure MV7. I absolutely love this microphone. It has the XLR input, and it can go right into my computer, which just saved my butt today. So it's pretty phenomenal. And yeah, I think they're just AG headphones. I've had these since I just started podcasting, and they've lasted forever. I love a good set of headphones. It just changes the experience. So.
Yeah, as someone who worked in radio and had to wear headphones all the time, the right pair of headphones is great. Although more recently, I've decided to just go with, like, these, you know, in-ear monitors. Just,
yeah,
I just felt less claustrophobic than when I was wearing huge cans around my head. And I believe earlier you said you're just using your laptop built-in camera, but you have some lights helping you out there?
I do, yeah. So I love Elgato. My husband's a video game streamer, so he put me onto them, and now I want to buy all of their stuff. I have, like, the arm holding up my little fancy camera. I've got a Canon RP as well that I use for the Nice Girls Club, and my husband uses for streaming, and so we've got one of their arms there, and then I've got two Elgato lights. I've got the ring light and the key light set up as well. They're phenomenal, and I really just like sticking to one brand so I can just have one app to control them, you know?
Yeah. So smart. And I know you said when you first started, you didn't even have a microphone. What was the first mic you ever got?
It was the first mic I ever bought.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a great question. We bought the Rode NT1A microphone. Ooh, because, yeah, I was doing a lot of a karaoke singer as
she
well.
She sings so. Too, Matthew. Her talents, no bounds.
They're endless. I have endless talents. I can make up parodies of popular songs. It's pretty magical.
That is an expensive first mic. And my experience with it is that it sounded so good. The problem was it was too good. And it was just picking up noises from, you know, three blocks away in my little apartment at the time. So
yeah.
had to move on from it, but yeah, that's a quality first mic. And Nate, what about you? What are you using today for your podcasting purposes?
We have the Rode PodMic USB. So they just upgraded. I don't know if it's upgraded. They've enhanced the first rendition of the PodMic was XLR only. And, you know, it looked so cool. I always wanted it. But as I think it came out when I was a very new podcaster and wasn't really sure about connections or, you know, the cloud lifter and all that. So I never bought it. So when they came out with the USB version, I jumped on that. And to Brooke's point, I love the sort of compatibility of it, you know, to be able to kind of evolve with it. If you do transition to the XLR side of things, it does have the headphone jack and built-in volume control on the back of the mic as well. Brooke and I, she mentioned Elgato. We both have the low profile boom arm that we're obsessed with for the mics. It is, you know, as opposed to a boom arm that comes down and kind of takes up your vertical real estate, really obsessed with the Elgato low profile. The camera, you know, we were talking a bit before we started recording. I have not fully committed to a DSLR or mirrorless camera yet. So the best webcam that I found that I'm on right now is the Obspot 4K Meet. And it does have some AI capabilities as well, some facial tracking. And if you download the app, there are some temperature controls and some autofocus and white balance options that you can control through the app on your desktop as well. So a little more advanced than your typical, you know, Logitech or a typical webcam that you can find. So it's a little pricier, but I really like the crispness and kind of the personalization that you can do with the Obspot. So big fan of them. So that's my setup for today. Still have my Samsung Q2U very close by. I will never part with it. it's more of like a comfort that I have there for always, forever and always.
Well, when I was in broadcasting, we had an engineer. I don't think he was in the armed forces, but he always kind of stole the thing that two is one and one is none, meaning you always have to have a backup. Because, you know, in broadcasting, if something goes wrong, you have a problem. And we could not be broadcasting. So I like the idea that both of you kind of have backup situations for yourself, you know, with the MV7 being able to switch over to USB, you having your secondary mic there. I mean, if they're on camera, I can't tell, but, you know, I've got a few hanging up here that I could plug in a pinch if I need to. And I love that low profile arm. If I wasn't so invested in this Rode one, that's really good, I would definitely try and get my hands on one of those. So really nice technology. And just the overall aesthetics of both of your studios are really nice. It seems like you kind of match the vibe a little bit with each other when you were doing that, or is it just coincidence?
It was not a coincidence.
No, we definitely did. We wanted it to feel...
Yeah, that was actually something we thought about.
Thought about it a lot. We are an international podcast, Matthew, so we wanted it to feel, though, as if we are in a studio together, or, you know, that we did put some thought into it, and it's cohesive as a brand. And it was definitely not a coincidence.
Very cool. So we'll have some pictures of their studio setups. You can check it out. We'll have links to all the equipment that they're using. You can obviously see and hear their setups, and they are really, really great. So thank you for that. Before we let you go, just a couple of questions we're asking everybody on the show, and I'll kind of have each of you answer. But is there any tech that's on your wish list? In other words, is there a piece of equipment that you're like, oh, I cannot wait, or I'm saving up to get this, or I cannot wait till they produce that? Brooke, anything you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm really wanting to upgrade my videography situation. Love the medium of video podcasting, of creating content and all that kind of stuff. I have a pretty good little mirrorless DSLR. It's full frame. It's the Canon RP, EOS RP. It's amazing. but it is like the entry level version. And I'd really like to get a step up, maybe get the R6 or the R5. Would be a little bit more pricey. It'd take up almost my entire budget if we end up getting a grant. But but the R6 is really nice. So the Canon R6 I really want to get. And I would probably add to my microphone collection. I actually really love this microphone, the MV7. I would like to get a couple more of them. I have some other mics for my guests and stuff when we do in-studio stuff, but just to have everything sound the same, I definitely like to pick up a couple more of these. They've been amazing. Like this mic it's been phenomenal. So yeah, liking it.
Yeah, that MV7, when they introduced that was a real game changer, especially because everybody wanted that SM7B, that iconic look. And, you know, it's a great mic, but it often requires a little bit more tech and know-how and knowledge to be able to use it correctly. And then they come out with that's just, you know, plug and play or still XLR and still have that, you know, classic look. And yeah, it's a really nice product. What about you, Nate? Anything on your wish list? I mean, I know you were mentioning camera as well, but is there anything else out there that you're eager to get your hands on?
Yeah, I think, you know, an all-in-one option, I think, with an XLR input and 4K video that is user-friendly. You know, I am not as video heavy of a geek as I am on the audio side. So I have a little more research to do, I guess, but I think that all-in-one option would be a game changer for new podcasters and, you know, even some veteran folks who want to, you know, dive into the side of video podcasting. Cool. I think it's,
if I see anything or if we develop something for that, I'll make sure to,
yeah, I was just going to say, so if you need guinea pigs or tests,
is there any place in podcasting in general, in the trends, the technology, just the space, right, of podcasting that you'd like to see improvement or, you know, other maybe software solutions that would help you in your journey? Nate, why don't you go first this time?
Wow, that's a great question. Let me think. Brooke, do you have anything on the top of your head?
I think definitely with AI, I have a feeling editing's going to become easier soon. And I would really love to see that be streamlined and simplified and just like plug and play. Because that could be the most time consuming piece of trying to get content out there and stuff is like sitting and editing and creating content for social media and stuff. So I know there's a couple of tools out there that they're getting it. And I've used a couple of trials for, I wish I could think of the name on the top of my head because I just see them pop up and then I do their like 7-day trial. There's some pretty cool stuff where they'll take your long form video off YouTube and make short form clips for social media and stuff. I love that, but I can see that it needs to get better. The output of video quality needs to be better for those for sure. And just right now there's things like CapCut that help with transcribing your video and stuff. And they have some cool AI tools where it'll switch back and forth from the people who are talking, but it's just not there yet. Like it just is very glitchy and it doesn't always capture the right person who's talking. So I'd love to see the tools that are being developed just get so much easier and better than they are. And I have no doubt by the end of the year, probably they will be. And I'm really excited just to see how AI can really simplify this for people that are finding the editing side being a challenge or trying to create content from their content a challenge.
So lastly, what podcast besides the ones that you guys produce are you listening to? Like what's that go-to show every time that one downloads or shows up, you're going to listen to it right away?
I have a couple. Yeah.
I'm almost embarrassed.
The first podcast I fell in love with and still listen to every week is My Favorite Murder. If you're a podcast listener, I'm sure you know Karen in Georgia. Still download and listen every week. And I'm a murderino, I can say. I also listen to The Toast every day. Totally not in my genre, but I'm kind of a fangirl of both of those shows.
What about you, Brooke?
Well, Every Sunday night before I go to bed, I'm listening to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And I love that show so much.
I just started the archive because I only started listening this year and I went back all the way to the beginning.
So good.
It's almost so caught good. Up.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I don't know what it is about Conan, but it helps me fall asleep at night. So he's been my go-to. And then I'll like re-listen to it during the day when I'm doing the dishes or something. Because I'll fall asleep eventually.
And he would appreciate you saying you fall asleep to him.
Yeah, I hope so. Conan, if you're watching this, thank you for all the good nights of sleep. The other ones, okay, I'm really, there's been a lot of podcasts popping up about TV shows I watched when I was in like my late teens, early 20s, like the early 2000s. Like there's one about the OC, and then One Tree Hill just started a podcast where all the old cast are coming together rewatching shows. And I am just obsessed. I've been like watching everything. I just rewatched all of One Tree Hill, which was 9 seasons and took me an entire month. I'm not proud of it, but it was like so good. And then to hear the cast talking about like the show and just it was so nostalgic too, because you're remembering watching this. So I'm really enjoying that stuff right now.
Very cool. Well, once again, we have been chatting with Brooke Robichaux and Nate Kelly. They are the hosts of Unplugged Podcast Tech for the Digital Entrepreneur, as well as several other podcast ventures. We'll have links to them and all the stuff that they're doing here in the show notes. Nate and Brooke, thank you so much for joining
me today.
Thanks
so much, Matthew.
Thanks, Matthew. This is awesome.
Thanks for joining us today on Podcasting Tech. There are links to all the hardware and software that help power our guest content and podcasting tech available in the show notes and on our website at podcastingtech.com. You can also subscribe to the show on your favorite platform, connect with us on social media, and even leave a rating and review while you're there. Thanks, and we'll see you next time on Podcasting Tech.